This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. This weekend, the presidential candidates are campaigning in Michigan, Nevada, and South Carolina, also campaigning on the road and online, their sons and daughters. Day to Day's Alex Cohen reports.
At McCainBlanquette.com, John McCain's 23-year-old daughter Megan posts photos, journal entries, and playlists of her favorite songs, like this Rolling Stones classic, Gimme Shelter. Meghan McCain also posts videos where she talks very candidly about her experience on the campaign trail.
It's a really big rule that you're not supposed to get emotionally involved with the press, staff, or the campaign, and I've done all three in a major way.
When I spoke with Meghan yesterday, she told me she started her website as a way to show a side of her 71-year-old father people might not otherwise see.
A lot of people have questioned what it was like growing up with a quote-unquote older dad, but I never felt that way. I still don't feel that way just because he is so current with everything, with, you know, things that also interest me, like pop culture and music.
Megan isn't the only one who's been talking about a potentially presidential parent. There's an entire section of Mitt Romney's website dedicated to his five sons.
Hi, I'm Tag Romney, and I wanted to welcome you to the Five Brothers blog.
And an interview with Mike Huckabee's daughter, Sarah, has been viewed more than 15,000 times on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Are you single, married?
Wow, we're jumping into the personal questions right away. I am single, not married. Not this week, anyway,
not this week.
Michael Green of South Carolina runs the political website SC Hotline, and he was the guy who asked Sarah Huckabee that bold question.
We thought that would bring a little bit less seriousness to the interview.
She's also pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think if you're getting at the point, am I single? Yes, I'm single.
And for the record, Michael says, no, he did not ask Sarah Huckabee out. He also told me that originally he was a solid supporter of Mitt Romney, but now he's not so sure who he'll vote for during his state's primary next weekend. He says his interview with Sarah may have changed his mind.
I got to know Mike Huckabee a little bit better because of that. I saw that there is it's just a genuineness throughout the whole family.
And as for the good looks, some voters say, hey, if you have to look at the first daughter for 4 years, it doesn't hurt if she's pretty. Someone posting under the name of Chad wrote this in response to an online video of Kate Edwards, daughter of the senator from North Carolina, quote, John, your daughter is hot. I might just vote for you.
That's very flattering. That's very nice. I'd like to find out what websites those are.
Kate Edwards quickly added that no one should base their vote on good looks. They should vote on the issues. In the interest of full disclosure, we should mention that Kate was an NPR intern. She's now in law school and campaigning for her dad. She says candidates' kids can play a key role in conveying their parents' message to voters, especially younger ones.
I think a lot of times young people feel more comfortable talking to people their own age about politics, because especially for first-time voters, especially for people who aren't engaged over the long term in politics, it can be a relatively intimidating process.
But do all these blogs and videos and campaign appearances by the sons and daughters actually win youth votes? Not likely, says Jane Fleming Klebb, executive director of a group called the Young Voter PAC.
I don't think that that is what turns them to the polls for a particular candidate. What does is peer-to-peer turnout is candidates talking to young people about issues they care about.
Issues like the war, the economy, and health care. No surprise there, Fleming Klebb says, considering more than half of this country's uninsured are under the age of 35.
The bottom line we tell candidates is you have to talk to young people where they live and where they hang out.
But winning votes isn't the top priority for every son and daughter of the presidential candidates.
That's never been my personal goal.
John McCain's daughter Megan told me her goal is to show young people that politics can be fun. As for getting votes, she says she leaves that one to her dad. Alex Cohen, NPR News.